It's about 14 and a half after 11 o'clock, and Mabel Louise is always with us here on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And we were just talking about different, there's a lot of discussion of what families really need. We think about it more maybe as school starts and people settle into schedules, and then we deal with some of that sort of stuff. So, yeah.
Well, I think Speak we deal us. With it when we're mm-hmm. faced with it out yes. in the public.
That's true.
And with our own grandchildren, mm-hmm. great-grandchildren.
So pull your microphone up a little bit there, and we'll settle in for this. Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Well, good morning to you. What a beautiful week ahead of us. Sounds like we're going to have lots of nice, warm temps before the snow blows. Oh, I don't even like to say that word, snow, do you? So, I guess the moral of the story is let's enjoy it while we can. Yesterday, I had lunch on my front porch. I was sitting out there so I could enjoy the temp and the nice sunshine. It was so nice, but guess what I missed? A lot of the birds that usually are around, I didn't see as many yesterday. So maybe they know something we don't know, and they're already headed south. Who knows? Well, if there's time, I want to present to you several teenagers in the scriptures and how their lives counted for God. So, and today I want to complete my last broadcast in visiting with you about teaching children manners. I covered from age 3 to age 12, and now today, the teenagers. Oh, I can hear you groan right where you are. Well, in other words, what I'm saying is proved by the lives of young teenagers in the Bible. Well, there's Timothy and there's David, how he killed Goliath and lived for the Lord. And then there's Daniel. How about Joseph? And oh my goodness, we could go on and on. And the Bible teaches us about the lives of these men when they were young. And another that could even be added, and that would be Samuel, who heard the voice of the Lord even as a young child. So let's be realistic. Children need to be taught manners as soon as they can understand instructions. And of course, it depends upon the maturity of the child. Starting at least at age 3, and depending on, as I said, the maturity, and then continue on teaching through the teens. On my last broadcast, I covered those ages from 6 to 12, and now today, the teenager. And I've got, 12 things that I came up with, and I'm sure you could give me 12 more. But this is just to stimulate your thinking and to remind you, if you haven't done these things already, trying to bring the culture back to where we connect with one another and we appreciate one another and we respect one another. Well, the first thing I thought about was teach your teen to remove their plate and silverware at the table to the sink when they've finished eating, and teach them to rinse it and place it in the dishwasher. I have my 4 older grandchildren, I should say great-grandchildren, when they come to my house, that's exactly what they do. They ask to be excused from the table, then they take their plate and their glass and their silverware and put it over in my sink. And after we've eaten, they get up from the table and do the dishes. How about that? That really makes Grandma happy. And also when they're eating, tell your teenager that when they're eating at a friend's house, to ask the parent if she would like you to do that very same thing at their house, and to always thank the host and hostess for inviting them to supper. In everything, give thanks. And in a lot of cases, the teens are hurrying through the meal to get out and maybe go out in the yard and throw some footballs. And if it's a girl, they're probably wanting to be excused from the table to go to their room and hear some music. But in any case, the host parent would be proud to have you say, "May I be excused?" and even to take the dish to the kitchen. And then number two, I thought about teaching to be slow to criticize and quick to say, "I'm sorry." So many people today are angry at each other and unforgiving. And oh my goodness, so much is going on right now. And we need to be reminded to teach children to not be critical and to be quick to say, "I'm so sorry." The old saying is, it's not fair to criticize until you walk in the other person's shoes. In other words, you probably don't know what that other person is going through, why they're hurting, or what they're enduring. And if you do say something that hurts someone, then teach your teen to ask for forgiveness and to be sure to say, "I'm so sorry." And how about teaching your young son to be respectful of girls? Girls sometimes go ahead of the boy. I know my boys used to say, "It's hard to open the car door, Mom, because they're already out before I can get around to open the door." So we need to teach the girls to wait until the boy opens the car door. How about that? And then how about teaching about never walking in front of a girl, but instead walking beside her or behind her when out in public places? That's showing respect for the girls. And then how about teaching the importance of responding to RSVP? That can be started early as a teenager, and I'm amazing how few respond to that request. And by the way, that request would not have been asked if it was not necessary and important to the occasion. And then this one is so important. I often have my hair cut. And it's interesting that the people that own the shop call a couple of days before to remind me that I have a commitment on a certain day at a certain time. And I asked her one day, "Isn't that a lot of trouble for you to call me and tell me, remind me to come? I have it down on my schedule." And the answer was, you'd be amazed how many never show up, never even cancel. So that's why it's necessary. If you get a call from the dentist's office or the doctor's office, they are wanting you to be on time and to follow through with your commitment. And that is so very important. So if you sign up for some activity, make sure there is a good reason to not be there and let them know. I have visited with parents about their children in sports, and I remember one of my great-grandchildren decided that he'd like to try hockey. And hockey is very expensive. You can ask parents of hockey players. And so the parents said to him. If you're going to play, you're not only going to take some of your money that of your own to help pay, but you're also going to follow through with your commitment. There's no turning back. And he stayed with it and played for 1 year. But at the end of the year, he said, I don't think this is the thing I want to do. But they made him follow through with his commitment. So like the activity requires, maybe they'd say, oh, it's too much work, Mom. I don't want to do it. And you have to say, but you made a commitment and you must follow through. If teens learn how important it is to follow through, it will certainly help them when they get out into the world, the work world, where they need to be on time for work and to follow instructions at work. And then how about being kind to others and willing to serve others? Ephesians 4:32 says, and be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. In other words, help someone across the street or out of the car door, with the open the car door and help, let them get out. And you know all of those things. You just have to do it. And then teach your children to see work. It's amazing how lackadaisical teens can be unless they are trained to think of others and respect. And they can see work at home. Like if you see something that's fallen on the floor, stoop over and pick it up. Put it in its rightful place. And rather than just going about doing their own thing. And then maybe it's good if you make a list of the chores. If they say, oh, I forgot. Well, if you make a list, then maybe that'll help a little bit. And teaching them to follow through and complete the task. And in order to do that, you have to go and check to make sure it's done. And if they don't do it, well, I guess you could say no keys to the car today, or you're unable to attend the activity until your job is completed. And then teach teens to observe people's feelings, like when you see someone who doesn't seem to fit in with your group. Help that person out by being a friend and accepting them. Learn to be an encourager of others. And then, oh my goodness, what about temper? The Bible says, be angry and sin not. That means teach your teen to control their anger. And in order to do this, you have to start with no temper tantrums early in your child's life, like maybe 3 to maybe 6 years old. And by starting early, who knows, maybe you can avoid road rage. And then how about teaching your teen work ethics? I'll never forget when my family would be sitting around the table. We always had supper together. And I remember my dad drilling all of us, saying, I want my children to work an honest day's work for an honest day's pay. I'll never forget that statement. And he said that over and over. How my parents drilled that into my life. In fact, it got one of the best jobs. I used that statement when I was being interviewed for a wonderful position. And that very statement, I said to the person interviewing me, I promise an honest day's work for an honest day's pay. And when I said that, the person said, you're hired. How about that? Then how about number 11? Hopefully your teenager has accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior, and they're active in the youth group and putting into practice what they're learning there and some of these manners that I've mentioned. But one of the most important things is teach your teen not to participate in strong drink or in drugs. And they don't have to follow the crowd. Teach them that. They don't have to get drunk to be popular. They don't have to take drugs to face life and to fit in with the crowd. They need to be a testimony to the non-believers. It takes courage, absolutely. And it takes determination. But they can do it. And that's why I'm going to be doing some broadcasts on the lives of teenagers in the scriptures. Because it can be done. Yes, it does take courage. Yes, it does take determination. And by the way, as a parent or grandparent, please don't ask your teen to do something that you're not willing to do yourself. Like you drink strong drink, you're on drugs. A lot of teens begin their drinking from their own family refrigerator. If it's in the refrigerator, they're tempted to try it. And if they like it, ouch, they'll try it many times. Parents must practice what they teach and what they preach. I save this teaching for last because it's so prevalent today to observe teenagers arrested for drunk driving and for being on drugs. Teens many times follow the example of their parents. And that's why it's so important for parents to be examples to their children in order to teach them manners and how to live. It's been so good to be with you. I hope this has helped just a little bit. God bless you and goodbye.